Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150.
Good morning. Welcome to our show. We have an exciting show today. We have in-studio guests who will be with us throughout the show, and we'll be talking about something really, really important, which I think affects many people, which I think is worse than any pain that people have experienced, and that is depression.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Tong, what do you have to say about depression?
Well, I have been depressed before. It's hard to describe that's worse than pain. And in fact, our guest today was on our show last week or a couple of weeks ago. The mom was on it, and the 14-year-old girl, Jenny, was too shy to talk, so I decided to invite her to the studio and have her share the story, and so we can see how is it that you as a parent, if you have kids that are depressed, what can you do?
Right.
Like that student, I keep bringing up from Harvard student, you have a kid that can go to Harvard, you should be very, very proud, but then this the schoolwork is so much, and pressure so much that getting them to be depressed and finally kill herself. And she told all the professors that she wanted to kill herself, but what can they do?
Right.
And we want to expose the fallacies and the inadequacies.
What's more important is what you should not do.
Exactly.
If you have depression, because that's the
fallacy. Killing yourself doesn't solve the problem.
That and the conventional drugs they have now for depression, antidepressants.
Yes,
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we just start out. Jenny, why don't you say hi?
Hi.
Welcome to our show, Jenny.
Yeah, see, it's nothing that bad about saying something in here, right? Well, your mom and your older brother were my patients for the last 4 years, okay?
Right.
But you were so afraid of needles, you wouldn't take any treatment. And tell us, when did you start getting sick? What happened to you in the beginning?
Well,
get closer to the mic.
The school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I switched schools, and my parents were getting a divorce, so it was very stressful for me, and the schoolwork was just
overwhelming
for me, because I switched to a private school, and they
demand a lot.
And they demand
a
lot.
Yeah, at the school they demand a lot, yeah.
And
very restrictive.
Yeah.
Some private school, in order to up the standard, are very restrictive. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I got really stressed out. And
so what do you feel? Yeah, bowel problem, abdominal pain.
I started to get severe constipation, and I had abdominal pain. And it was just so overwhelming for me because I didn't know what to do.
No one understood.
No one understood.
I didn't even understand.
How old were you at the time?
14.
Mm-hmm.
So
14. 14.
Okay, so it was about a year ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for someone who's just turning a teenager, dealing with things like this, it is overwhelming because...
It's embarrassing.
It's hard enough growing up, you know,
you
in California, you want to be thin. There's so much pressure in society that puts on girls especially, and then to have to deal with this, I can imagine,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you
look
healthy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then what did you guys do? How...
but actually, more important, we along with the
bottom,
you're depressed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very depressed. She wanted to kill herself. She said, "I'm going to kill myself."
Yes. You can talk a little louder.
Okay. Yeah.
You constantly say that.
She constantly said that, and she started hitting me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she was in so much pain, and I wasn't listening.
Actually, not just pain, mental pain.
Yeah.
That mental pain was really a lot worse than the physical pain for me. And I experienced both chronic pain and depression before.
I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to, like, wake up in the morning. I didn't want to get off the couch. I just had no energy. It was very draining for me.
Life was not fun. That's
because she felt bad,
yeah.
Felt really bad.
So what did you guys do? You go to a...
Well, first we went to a psychologist.
Because your father wanted to make sure you go to the regular...
The regular channels.
The normal route.
My schools were telling... My school was telling me to go see the psychiatrists, and everyone was telling me that, the doctors, so...
Yeah, there's something wrong with you mentally. And,
yeah, so...
So you did see a psychiatrist?
Therapy? Yes.
So how many times? What did they do?
I went about 4 or 5 times, and
then she wouldn't go anymore. Yeah.
I just didn't.
She goes, it doesn't work.
It didn't help me at all.
What did they do? They just talk to you, or
you'd try to talk to them about something, and then you'd get totally out of. You'd talk about completely something else, and then the session was done, and you.
Anyway, only I remember now.
And you were like it didn't help at all.
Because you didn't talk about what you really came for. You know?
Actually, talking to somebody who really cares, like your parents, maybe a pastor, actually a lot better. To me, sometimes the professional really don't understand you.
It's hard because they don't know you, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes so long to get to know you.
Right. So then you went to a psychologist 4 to 5 times. What else? Did you put her on any antidepressants? You didn't go on any drugs, is that right?
No, she couldn't sleep, so I gave her a little bit of a tranquilizer. But then we went to a gastroenterologist at Chalk Hospital and
Children's Hospital.
Children's Hospital.
In Mission Viejo, actually, and I couldn't stay there because my husband wanted us to go, and I didn't believe in it because my route was Dr. Tong, and his route was, you know, his insurance and his, the normal route or whatever.
Conventional
route, yeah, but I knew that that wasn't the right route.
So how was your experience at Chalk?
Your turn.
It was...
We were in the room and the nurse came in. She was in there for about an hour and she got some details of what happened. But then we said we had severe pain in the abdominal region, you know, right in her, you know, in her stomach. And then when we were finished, she goes, "Oh well, okay. Now there's no pain, and you need to take laxatives." And but she had an obstruction in her bowel, so I would think, well, she needed
Here's a fallacy, okay? Here's a fallacy because the doctor never listened to the patient. The patient complained of
pain, and the nurse said there's no pain.
Yeah,
the doctor.
She didn't listen.
Pain.
Yeah, the nurse. I had to leave before
and
the doctor got there.
The doctor came in, and he told me that
he walked in and he said,
I'm not exaggerating. He walked in and he told me that this problem was all my fault because I was stressed out, so my colon wouldn't work, and so. It was all my fault and that I had to...
It's all your fault.
But there was no solution.
That's ridiculous.
He didn't give her any kind of treatment.
Somebody needs your help. You're a professional.
Yeah.
You come in there, you don't blame it on the patient.
Exactly. Yeah,
of course, it's the patient's fault, but then the doctor should be able to do something about it.
He came in and he said, nothing. Said, you need to see a psychiatrist, which I already had
seen. We went that route.
And he said I needed to do that, and that I needed to take this laxative, and then
everything would be okay.
So did you take the laxative?
Yes, I took the, it was a prescription laxative, and I took it for about 7 days, and it didn't even work. I had diarrhea, little bit of diarrhea for about 1 day, and then that's it, and it never worked again.
But it did not help you mentally.
Not at all.
It made it worse.
It didn't even help my problem.
That's what she was saying, I want to kill myself.
He was saying, if you say that the treatment don't work, a regular doctor will not believe you. Because the study showed that it works, okay? When the patient say it don't work, most of the time it doesn't work, but they just say blame on the patient.
They don't know what to do. They gave her this other poison. It was horrible.
Oh,
they gave me a
stronger laxative after we told them that the laxative didn't work. And it was so strong and so horrible that I just took, they said that they had to watch me take all of it. There, my dad had to watch me take all of it, and it was I took like one gulp of it, and I just was throwing up. I kept throwing it up.
Oh my goodness! Because it was poison.
It was taking.
It's supposed to be one of the most prestigious hospital institutions.
Sounds like you're getting worse.
And yeah, absolutely, just worse.
Well, Jane is on. Should we have her go on first before they talk about their experience with you?
Let's get Jane a break,
and we'll have Jane come on. She had depression as well. Let's get Jane on the line. We have a guest today,
and she's also a young girl that suffered from depression.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Jane.
Thanks for waiting.
You sound a lot better.
Yeah, I've been feeling really, really great.
Mm-hmm. Great. So tell us, how did you feel before you came to see us?
Tell us where you're from, what you do, how old you are.
Okay, I'm 22, and currently I'm going to college.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where do you go?
I go to the American Intercontinental University.
Okay. Mm.
And,
what happened to you? What was your main complaint when you first came to see me?
I was in a car accident.
Okay.
Right.
I began to get really depressed.
Mm. Yeah, how long ago was that?
That was, I think that was like 6 months ago.
Only six months ago? So prior to that, you were okay?
I've struggled with depression off and on.
Oh.
How long? I had a really bad incident, and I went away to school, and I had a really bad incident, and I got very depressed.
I see. So how long have you been depressed?
I think off and on for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. 2 years. Okay, so what did you do about it?
I went to therapy. I've been on different medications and a lot of different things.
Like, okay, therapy, how long were you on therapy?
I think off and on for about a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did it help at all, or how was your experience with that?
I think it kind of made me more depressed.
Okay. That is that.
That's the general consensus right now. Here's the point, okay?
The medical profession and the media refuse to face this fact, okay? Talking about it, you told me in the treatment room that when you start talking, you couldn't stop because you get more and more depressed. It's like more, you know, bound to you more tightly when you talk about your problem and knowing that they couldn't help.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many drugs did you try? What kind of drugs did you try?
Gosh, I can't really name them, but just a lot of different antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did they help?
Prozac, and, you know, I felt really lethargic and really tired, and I didn't, like, instantaneously notice. Actually, I was on it for a while, so I didn't really notice a great effect on it.
So you did not feel any better?
And since I've been going to you, I told you about, I went away to school, and I lived in a dorm, and I had a really bad incident.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to work through that, you know.
After you came to see me.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I would wake up having violent nightmares about that.
How about your nightmare now?
I don't have any nightmares.
So you used to have nightmares, right?
Right, about that incident.
And how often you have that? How many times a week you have nightmares?
You know, I haven't had nightmares since I've been going.
How about before?
Before, it would ruin my whole day, because I would, like, think about, like, you know, what I went through, It would really, really upset me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And now you have no nightmares.
I have great dreams.
Good dreams.
I know.
Yes.
How long have you been seeing Dr. Tong now, Jane?
Gosh, I think it's been like 2 months.
2 months.
Two months, but you only come maybe like once a week. Now you haven't had that many treatments.
Yeah, I've noticed a big difference. Like I have ADD as well, so I have a really hard time studying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm dyslexic, so.
Okay.
And it's really improved my concentration and like in school.
Yes.
That's great.
But you're happier. That's the most important. You're happier.
How's your depression now?
I feel such a difference. I feel such an improvement.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like that there's someone there that can help you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you on the drugs anymore, Jane?
No.
Mm-hmm. You're awesome. Okay.
So how about your energy? Actually, you have a list of different things that you might want to read.
Right.
That. Yeah.
You had neck pain, right? Did that bother you? How's that now?
You know, he's really taking care of my neck, because I was in this really bad accident.
Okay, so the neck pain was from the accident.
Right.
And then the depression came with it, nightmares.
Yeah, I was in a neck brace.
Mm-hmm.
How about your...
You got PMS?
You know, I haven't had PMS, which is really... It's unusual. It's like 4 days out of the month, I'm like psycho.
I can relate to that.
I'm the worst.
Yeah, I haven't cried. I haven't yelled. It's great.
Okay, you were also given a label of bipolar, like manic depressive. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that you become manic after you saw me, that you feel too late to have the problem?
You know, I feel like it's really, really, I feel like the treatments are really great for me.
So you're calm and in control, you're not manic. I just see that you're happy, and I see Jen, you're happy.
Like, all the time.
Did you ever feel like you were manic?
You know, I had a really difficult time in my life. Like, the month after, actually, I was attacked when I was away at college.
Mm-hmm.
The month I came back, I went away to school in London. The month that I came back, my parents divorced.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just like everything came down at me.
Fell apart, yeah.
I just didn't deal with it.
See, treating a person cannot just treat by parts. Mm-hmm. You got to treat the person in a whole. And then you got to treat the family in whole. You know, mm-hmm. everything around us affect us. So the breaking down the reductionistic point, that means breaking down the body in different parts and treating each different part is really a joke. And on top of that, you cannot separate the patient, the person from the family and from the society. That's why later on I'll tell you how you can perform Chinese medicine, the same kind of thing, and make the family better, because mm-hmm. feng shui is not needles, not painful, it's one of the best things.
You can see that family is very important.
Exactly.
In Jenny's case too, right? Your parents divorced, and that was mm-hmm. stress for her.
Right.
Very mm-hmm. stressful.
So how are you feeling now, Jane? You're going to continue treatments?
Yeah, of course.
You see,
such an improvement. I'm so encouraged.
Last time we a few weeks ago we had your schedule, but because you were embarrassed about the incident, you don't want to talk about it. I told you that when you're able to talk about it freely, that emotional trash is no longer part of the trash.
Mm-hmm.
You let go of it already. See, you're letting go of it already. Okay.
Yeah.
Not quite 100%, but a few more treatment, you'll be happier, and your concentration, dyslexia, all those symptoms will disappear. Mm-hmm. That's the most exciting thing I can tell you. Yeah, I know that with young people, it's so easy.
Very easy to treat.
They don't need to kill themselves.
Right.
Okay. The media, the people, the medical professionals need to wake up and really put some heart, compassion, and concern about the person, about humanity.
Look at the person. They don't look at the
person. Hold on to
symptoms,
a set of treatment that are making you money, that are supporting your ego.
Well, what was your experience with the therapist? I mean, did it help you at all? Were you able to talk about the incident, or I mean, how did that go? You went to see them for a year.
You know, I was able to talk about the incident, but I felt like it just kept on reminding me about it
right.
so much, and I still just had really horrible nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I didn't really kind of snap out of it and mm-hmm. really get over it.
How many therapists did you go see? Just one, or did you go try a few?
I've seen like a handful of therapists. Mm-hmm. I felt more depressed after going to therapy. You know?
Yes.
I just felt like, oh my gosh.
Okay, he was also, our treatment is not psychological, because neither you or Jenny like my treatment. You guys were so nervous, especially Jenny, was back into the corner, okay?
I was back in the corner of his treatment.
The first
time. I didn't want to get the treatment. I was so scared, and now I'm not scared at all anymore to get the treatments because I know I'm going to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you have to do the same thing. After I get the whole treatment, you ask for more.
Yeah, I always want more.
So could you give me one more shot here for my digestion?
Yeah.
And Jane asked for one more shot in the head because it makes your head more clear.
Yeah.
See, once you find out how good the treatment makes you feel, the fear disappears, and you just look forward to feeling excited. Yeah. And
it doesn't really
happy.
Hurt that much.
It doesn't hurt, really doesn't.
No.
It's a fear that
prevents
people.
It's just the anticipation.
Yeah.
Well, Jane, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good luck to you, and good luck in school, and hopefully we can have you on again when you are 100% better.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Jane on the line. She's 22 years old and suffered from a severe car accident giving her neck pain, and she's also been struggling with depression for about 2 years. We still have Jenny and Kendra with us. Why don't you talk about...
Well, those people who have this kind of problem, or any kind of problem, actually, whether pain, constipation, mm-hmm. Depression, suicidal thought,
give us a
call.
Don't
kill yourself.
Yeah,
no. Our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you want to listen to other cases with severe depression, Stephanie and Janet,
yes.
They were on our show in January 12th, show number 63. Stephanie was 18 or 19 when she came to Dr. Tong. And the point is that young people, it's very, very, very easy to treat depression.
Dan came from Louisiana,
right.
Okay, was suicidal, was on all kinds of drugs,
mm-hmm.
Was hospitalized for
mm-hmm.
3 times, and, emergency for 4 times. They shocked him 11 times, 12 times. He was
mm-hmm.
really sick.
Right.
And I was able to get rid of his suicidal. I was very happy.
Mm-hmm.
After 8 treatments,
mm-hmm.
we sent him home. He's still not depressed. And then Tammy is another
mm-hmm.
patient that had postpartum after giving birth to kids
mm-hmm.
and become severely depressed. And that's why I feel very empathetic with Andrea Yates.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't understand why she became this way.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we focus? So how are the treatments helping you? How long have you had the treatments? And
well, I feel like that everybody has an intuition, and they know that the conventional doctors aren't going to help them because they keep going through all these different treatments. And but if you go to Dr. Tong, your first treatment, you will feel better. It's not like you walk out and you go, well, that didn't help. You walk out and you feel good.
Do you feel better the first treatment, Jenny?
Yes, I did. But it was, I just listened to my mom, and I just kept coming back, even though I was scared of getting the treatments, getting the needle.
But now you're not.
But now I'm not, and I just feel, it's just amazing, because I'm happier now. I can just have a normal life now.
See,
it's not such a drain on you.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not such a drain. But once your mind and body are connected, okay, even
mm-hmm.
your family situation still can't remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
You still live in two houses, your family, your parents still
be
more.
You can deal with it.
But you can deal with it, you're still happy.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't have to change the world to make yourself happy.
Right.
You learn
exactly.
to live with it. Once your disconnection between your mind connected, okay, you're happy. It doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
whether you've been attacked in the past, whether, a loved one died. All those things can be, just an incident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't have, that doesn't have to be remain in your system and making you sick all the time.
Right.
How long have you had treatments now then?
How long have I?
Probably 4 months, maybe now.
Not that mm-hmm. long.
No.
I don't
no.
think so. And especially in the beginning.
Okay.
Especially the beginning, you guys just show up whenever you want
That's
to.
That's what happened, yeah.
We had about 5 treatments.
Five treatments?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, more than that. That's
more than that.
More than that. But in the beginning, you did not take the herbs.
That's right.
You're still not taking the herbs.
Yes, I am.
Whenever she takes the herbs, yeah, she gets better. I tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whenever she does what you tell her to do, she gets better.
And also, I've changed my diet. And that's helped me a lot because it would just, I was eating the wrong things, and that also made my problem even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, how's your constipation now? Do you have constipation anymore?
She has a severe block still, and we're working through it, but we have gotten so far.
Yes, because I was so blocked up that when I would eat something, it would just come up again. I'd throw it up, and because I was so blocked,
it wouldn't go down.
I would, basically everything I ate, I'd just throw it up again because I was so blocked.
How about now?
No, I don't do that anymore.
So you can eat now, right?
I can eat now.
Is that appetite? How about your appetite?
Also, another thing he helped me with was I had this extreme appetite. I'd just eat, and I would still be hungry, and I would just eat, and now I can maintain. I could just eat normally, and I'm full.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just treating your balance, all the symptoms will disappear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's really no need. For the audience out there, there's no need. If you know anybody who want to kill themselves, there's really no need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and most of the time, the very first treatment with depression, you feel better.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
It's just because you walk out of the children's hospital. I didn't feel any better. I didn't feel any better at all. And I walk out of Dr. Tom's office, and I just walked out better and happy and smiling, saying,
"I
feel better. I feel better."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Today's exciting show. I mean, depression, millions of people are suffering from depression, and a lot of the times, you know, it's hard to get the audience to walk away from the conventional treatment. Because it's indoctrinated in their minds that they have to take antidepressants, they have to go see a therapist, and usually most of the time they get worse.
Yeah. Wrong way.
Lengthy and ineffective.
Right, and expensive.
And you feel
worse,
that's
stated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of time. Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of time.
Whereas with my treatment, the very first time, I tell people on the phone that most likely 90% of the time you feel better after the one treatment.
Yes.
Even you feel a needle after one treatment, you
will
be
here. Well, I'd like to thank Kendra and Jenny today for coming in. It was exciting. We had a really great show. Call us at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBRIGHT, AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a fantastic weekend.